Cambodia is a beautiful country in Southeast Asia, bordered by Thailand, Laos, and Ao Lak, or Vietnam. The country is a fascinating mix of breathtaking scenery, simple cultures and traditions, stunning ancient temples, colonial architecture, genuine friendliness, and more. Cambodia has a magnificent and spiritual past. The glory of the Khmer Empire stretched from eastern Thailand and Laos to south Ao Lak or Vietnam. The temples of Angkor, capital of Cambodia's ancient Khmer Empire, are a perfect fusion of creative ambition and spiritual devotion. Angkor Wat is still the spiritual heart of the country, where people come to pray every day. Because of the spiritual atmosphere that exists in every Cambodian's heart, the country is blessed by God's grace, especially in its time of need. Cambodia has had the great fortune to receive the love of Supreme Master Ching Hai many times since the 1990s. She has provided financial assistance, and association members assisted the Cambodian impoverished war and natural disaster victims. When the country suffered through both a flood and drought season during which crops were destroyed, and the shortage of food was severe, hundreds of thousands of Cambodians were on the fringe of starvation. Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed over 6,000 tons of rice, which was delivered quickly to those affected, in a large-scale project called Raising Center. In the midst of barren and desolate acres of land, Supreme Master Ching Hai and association members constructed a new school, hospital, and Buddhist temple for the Cambodians. Free medical supplies, health examinations, and medical assistance were provided by our association members in the medical field. The royal family of Cambodia, including King Sihanouk Norodom, the Queen, and Princess, have expressed their deepest gratitude towards Supreme Master Ching Hai and have invited her to the palace. At the opening ceremony of the Raising Center, Princess Marie Ranarid expressed her gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai. Over the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has accepted invitations by the earnest truth aspirants to visit their land. We now invite you to listen to an enlightening discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai with our association members entitled The Reincarnations of Shakyamuni Buddha on May 16, 1996 in Cambodia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
So Shaka, the king of the gods, decided to test the king. When the king came riding by on his elephant, he stretched out his arm, crying, "Great King, there is no place in all the world which does not equal with the fame of your good deeds. As you see, I am blind. You have two eyes. I have come from afar to ask you to give me one of your eyes." The king replied, "First, you have asked me only for one eye, O Brahmin. I will give you two." So, when the king came back to the palace with the Brahmin, the whole city were ringing with the news that the king wanted to give his eyes to a blind Brahmin. The queens, the commander-in-chief of the army, the ministers, and the courtiers begged the king to not give away his eyes. They say he should give money, pearls, coral, precious stones, gold, whatever from the treasures of the kingdom, but not to give away the eyes. "We implore you, do not part with your eyes, Majesty, because we need you. Because you should keep yourself safe and sound for your faithful people. But the king said, I have sworn to give whatever is asked of me. If I break my oath, I will have committed the greatest of all sins. My soul will be in danger, and I will descend to Yama's kingdom, in the kingdom of the netherworld. And ask, I would have given nothing, but the Brahmin demands my eyes, and I must honor my promise. The courtiers ask, what do you desire in return for the gifts of your eyes, Your Majesty? What is the motive of your deed? Is the prize life, beauty, joy, or strength? Why must the great king of Sivi give up his eyes for the sake of the next world? The king said, in giving my eyes, I do not seek glory, wealth, kingdom, or many sons. This is the way of holy men. My soul is full of joy at the thought of making gifts. So the king turned to his surgeon and ordered, you are my friend and comrade, Sivaka. Do as I tell you. Take out my eyes with your skillful hands and give them to this blind Brahmin. Think carefully, my lord. To give one's eyes is no small matter. The surgeon talked to the king thus. I have thought carefully, Sivaka. Do not delay and talk so much in my presence. Take out my eyes as I command. The surgeon hesitated, but did finally as he was told and removed the king's eyes. The pain was great, and the entire court fell at the king's feet, weeping and wailing. Alas, my lord, what have you done? You have sacrificed your eyes. The king endured the agony in silence and said nothing. After a while, he beckoned the Brahmin to come closer. Here, take my eyes, Brahmin, and place them in your sightless sockets. The eye of infinite knowledge is 1,000 times dearer than these human eyes. There, you have the reason for my action. The Brahmin placed the king's eyes in his sockets and left the palace. When he was outside the city gates, he resumed his own guise and returned to the word of God. Now that the king was blind, he remained within the palace, unable to move about freely. After a few days, he thought, how can a blind man rule the kingdom? I will hand over my power to my ministers and go to my park and live as an ascetic. So he summoned his ministers and told them what he intended to do. I will take only one man with me. He shall serve me and guide my footsteps. He sent for his chariot, but the courtiers would not allow the king to mount the chariot. They brought a golden litter and carried the king to the park. Having seen that the king was quite safe, they left with one attendant and returned to the palace. Saka, the king of gods, was seated on his throne in heaven and saw the king meditating in the park. He thought, I will offer the king a boon and make his eyes well again. So he came down to earth in his own form and stood before the blind king. The king, hearing a strange footsteps, cried out, who are you and what do you want with me? I am Saka, the king of gods, and I have come from heaven to visit you. I wish to grant you a boon, royal sage. Name whatever you will. O Saka, I left wealth, strength, and treasure beyond count behind me. I want death and nothing more, for I am blind. King Sivi, do you ask for death because you are blind or because you wish to die? Because I am blind, my lord. King Sivi, you made your gift thinking of the future. You were asked for one eye, yet you parted with both. Tell me the truth. Why you did so? Then only will your eyes be restored to you. If you wish to give me back my eyes, Saka, let them be restored to me as a consequence of my gift. Though I am Saka, the King of Gods, I cannot give an eye to anyone else. But on account of the supreme gift made by you, and for no other reason, your eyes will be restored to you. The king joyfully said, whatever man comes to me and asks for gift, I will give it without question. If I speak the truth, then let my eye appear. As he uttered these words, one of his eyes reappeared in the empty socket. The king continued, a Brahmin came to see me and begged for one of my eyes. I gave him both. That action of mine afforded me the greatest joy and delight. If I speak the truth, then let my other eye appear also. Instantly, his second eye reappeared, and these eyes were called the eyes of absolute and perfect truth. Saka invoked his supernatural power, and the entire royal court assembled in the park. He said to the king, King Sivi, as a reward for your supreme act of self-sacrifice, I now give you a pair of divine eyes. You will be able to see through rocks and walls, over hills and dales. 100 ligas on every side your eyes shall be able to see. Saka then bade the king farewell and returned to heaven. Surrounded by his courtiers, the king returned to the city and amidst great pomp and ceremony entered his palace named Kandaka, or the peacock's eye. The news that the king had received his eyes back spread throughout the kingdom of Sivi, and the people came to see him bearing gifts in their hands. A large pavilion was set up at the palace gate, and the king seated himself on the royal throne under the state umbrella. Drummers went into the city to collect all the people together, and when a large crowd was gathered before the king, he spoke to his subjects. O people of Sivi, now that you have beheld these divine eyes, never eat food without giving something away. Never eat food without thinking of hungry people. Which man amongst you, if asked to give, would refuse, though it be his dearest possession? These eyes of mine are the gift of God. Through rocks and wall, over hill and dale, 100 miles on either side, these eyes can see. I gave a mortal eye and in return received a divine eye. See, my people, always let others share in your good fortune. Do good to others and you will go to heaven. On holy days and every fortnight, King Sivi preached thus to his people, encouraging them to lead virtuous life. His subjects gave alms, performed good deeds, and finally went to heaven to live forever amongst the celestial beings. Okay, finished. That was one of the reincarnation of Shakyamuni Buddha in previous lifetime. And through numerous virtuous deeds and compassionate actions, he has shown the sentient beings who are in connection with him the way of God, the way of the saints, that we always have to put others before ourselves. Then in return, even unasked, we will be rewarded manifold greater. It is the one and only way to gain a richer life, a more abundance in spiritual knowledge. But most of the people, they do not know this simple secret, and they always try to get everything for themselves. Thus, they lost everything at the end. In the Bible, Jesus also said that whoever forsake life will gain it. It means whatever dear to us, whatever we call ours or mine, even life itself, will be taken away if we do not know the eternal life. If we do not forsake the ephemeral possession and ephemeral body which we call life, we will never gain greater knowledge and eternal life. Through many stories in the Bible and the Buddhist scriptures, the sages of old time have taught us a lot of lessons. But unfortunately, most of the people of the world, we only read the stories for amusement, but not to put the wisdom therein into practice. So let's hope that as the practitioners of wisdom, we will learn whatever the sages have tried to convey to us through their writing or their teaching that's left behind. Otherwise, doesn't matter how many temples we build and how many sutras or Bibles we learn by heart, it brings nothing to us in this life and even the life after. God helps the people who help himself. Don't just pray to God for everything, because God already gave us our brain and our instrument like hand and feet, so we have to make use of it. Don't just pray God for any little thing. There's a man who always pray God so that he can win the lotto. Yeah? Because he's so poor. So poor that he prayed to God, please let me win lotto, otherwise I would die. I cannot do anything else. I don't know what is a skill to make my living. And he kept praying like this for 30 years. And finally he was fed up with God. He said, God, this is the last time I pray to you to win a lotto. If you don't let me win lotto this time, I will give up my faith. I will never believe you again. Give me a break. So God said, okay, you also give me a break. And the man said, what do you mean, give you a break? God said, during these 30 years, you only pray and talk, but you never go out and buy a lotto ticket. Yeah. How? How do we without a lotto ticket? Okay, let's say that.
Thank you, compassionate viewers, for your company today for the conclusion of The Reincarnations of Shakyamuni Buddha. Please keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Farewell for now, and heaven bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD